What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan in Richmond, 105.1 FM as well. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company. The Junkies looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. If you miss any of the show, you can always grab the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We were talking about my mouse problem at my house earlier. Somebody said that I need to buy steel wool. I don't know what that would do to the mouse. I'm not exactly sure how that's a deterrent. I think I'm pretty much sticking with the glue traps.
Maybe they eat it and it poisons them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe our next guest has some experience with dealing with mice.
I'm sure he does.
I know he's not happy with the learners and more. It's our pal Tom Lavero from the Washington Times. Hey, Tom.
How you doing this morning, gentlemen? I'm talking to you from sunny Bethany Beach on a beautiful Monday.
The weather's been fantastic the last few days. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We got a great beach week coming up here. And I remember when we brought my first son home from the hospital, there was a mouse in the house, and based on my wife's reaction, you would have thought there was a lion loose.
Yes, that's the same reaction that my wife is having. She's freaking out that it's underneath our sink, so it was contained, but she was freaking out that it might come out.
All right, so I don't know where to begin. Let's just start with the Commanders. Then I want to get into your thoughts on Bowser, others. I want to get your thoughts on the Rizzo deal, because I think you've come out with some more information. But overall, Commanders, let's be honest, kind of embarrassing. But, you know, they didn't play 30 starters. Preseason truly doesn't really mean anything. You have any opinions on it?
You know, I'm always torn by preseason because I tell myself, you know, professional wrestling has more credibility than a preseason football game.
Right.
In terms of what you're really seeing. But it's really unfair to fans because they're watching football.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're watching football. I mean, you're supposed to suspend your belief about watching players who are wearing your team's uniform, you know, do poorly. Mm-hmm. So it's a really tough situation for fans, but again, I'm going to dismiss it. I think, if I'm right, the first year the Commanders won the Super Bowl, the Commanders, well, then they were the Redskins.
Yeah.
They went winless in the preseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think it to mean anything. I think they're, you know, it's the same coaching staff. I think the roster is a little bit better than last year. So I don't think there's any reason to be concerned.
It's kind of an overreaction, but you know, Commanders fans are disappointed that, not by the loss. I mean, the result means zero. Yeah. But when you get beat by 30,
Yeah, but here's the thing, Tom. If I wanted to be real cynical and really be a jerk, I would say, you know, the last two times the Skins have played, they've lost by like 100, right? Because they lost because, the Eagles, whatever, the Eagles, by yeah. that game was a humiliation.
They've allowed 100 points. Yeah.
Yeah, and then this one, I mean, but again, it is preseason. Everyone understands
that. That's the overreaction right
but
there.
But here's where you can do, though, Tom. It is a preseason, and it does truly mean nothing. Backups fighting for jobs. But if they start to falter and they have 15 penalties in week one and 12 penalties in week two, you can point to it and say, they saw this stuff in the preseason. If they get a bunch of drop balls, right, in week one and week two, week three, you can point to it and say, hey, we saw hints of this in the preseason. You can kind of do that.
Yeah, you can. You know, penalties, I don't know if it's right or not, but I think we pretty much equate penalties to coaching. I think we've pretty much done that. If mm-hmm. a team has a lot of penalties, now some teams, penalties were the cost of doing business, mm-hmm. like the Seahawks when they had that great defense. They just figured that's what we do, you know. But yeah, I think if you see a lot of penalties like they did, it's a bit of a reflection on the coaching staff, and that's a little bit troublesome.
Although the Ravens had the most penalties last year, and I think we think their coach is excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, so sometimes it's the cost, just the cost of doing business for these teams. But look, the special teams didn't look particularly good. Obviously, that should be a concern because I think, you know, I mean, that speaks to your depth. There's still some depth questions on this roster because they had such a long way to go to build up a roster with you know players deep at every position. They still have a long way to go. So yeah, there's. I tell you, you feel a lot better if they won this game, than right. you know by that score.
Yeah.
Than if you
right.
lost it.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. There's things you can take from it.
Hey, real quick as an aside, you mentioned professional wrestling. I think you wrote about Hulk Hogan a couple weeks ago. You called him one of the biggest frauds ever. Can you explain?
Well, I like to call it the cheated generation. You know, there are all these sports heroes and sports entertainment in this case. Heroes grew up all in the same era. Fans grew up rooting for Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Lance Armstrong, Marion Jones, the great track star. You had so many of these great athletes that a whole generation of young fans grew up rooting for that were exposed. As frauds, they cheated, and you know it's kind of hard to be a fraud in a business that's based on you know phony, not being true. But I think Hogan did that. I think that the steroid trial at Harrisburg really exposed him. Even though, look, probably every wrestler in the business probably used steroids, but to come out publicly like that. And, you know, his other issues. And, again, it's hard to do because you're putting up a facade. You're putting up a persona that's not really you. But from time to time, he would be exposed to be so different than what he had put up. I just felt he represented that cheated generation of what fans had to put up with.
All right, so speaking of what fans had to put up with, as we're talking to Tom Lavero, Nats fans have had to put up with since they won a World Series, a losing franchise that was supposedly going through a rebuild, even though Rizzo didn't want to call it a rebuild. You've written recently what a lot of people suspected, that Rizzo didn't want to fire Davey Martinez and that there was kind of an ultimatum, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, the Learners wanted to fire Davey and they wanted Rizzo to do it and Mike wouldn't do it.
Did Mike know that they weren't going to redo his deal, too?
I don't know that. I don't think they did. For one thing, his deal wasn't done till the end of the year.
Yeah.
As opposed to Davey, who was done actually around this time.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I think he was surprised. I think he was surprised that they did that. He felt that, and you know, it's a strange thing too. He said they just didn't have good enough players, and people would say, "Well, you're the guy to pick the players."
Right.
But you know, he picked the players shopping in the bargain basement of the Salvation Army, for crying out loud. They spent $65 million on their active payroll this year, $60 billion the 2 years before that. And people will say, well, you know, they didn't draft well in the past five or 6 years. Well, they didn't have high draft picks, so they were drafting low. And at the same time, they were cutting back on spending on their player development, less scouts, you know, and less instruction. So at the time where you needed to spend more money on player development because you weren't picking high draft picks, the learners spent less. I mean, they are among the bottom feeders in baseball when it comes to spending on player development. It's just a combination of those things.
Yeah. And why would it change next year?
Well, there's no reason to think it'll change next year.
Right.
And in fact, there's even less of a reason because everyone expects a lockout in baseball in 2027 because the contract is up and everyone thinks that players that the owners are going to fight for a salary cap. So everyone's expecting a lockout in 2027. So the learners aren't going to go out and hire somebody spend a lot of money, hire a big time GM with a multi-year deal, you know, when they're not even expected to play baseball for summer 2027. So I think you're going to see basically maybe the similar, even less spending next year.
So six straight seasons losing, and now you are hearing the chance to sell the team. Do you think that could move the ball at all? This is something that Dan Snyder dealt with for over a decade.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, again, the lockout really complicates everything because no one's going to buy a team until they know what the labor situation's going to be. Mm. Like, if there's somehow the owners get a salary cap out of this, and I don't think they will, but if they do, the value of that franchise just jumps dramatically. You know, because now you know you have cost containment on your labor costs for players. So at that point, you know, a lot of franchises would be very valuable on the market. Mm-hmm. But no one's going to – but that until that happens, I don't think the learners are going to be able to sell. I don't think they're going to be able to find a willing buyer. And plus, they're very – look, they're very difficult to buy a box of paper clips from, let alone a baseball team.
Hey, what are you hearing on Dylan Cruz? He hasn't played since May 20th. This is
like they're hiding him almost.
This is the longest oblique injury in the history of baseball.
Yes.
What is going on with him? Is he going to come back, or is he just going to sit out the rest of the year?
I think he's playing in Rochester on a rehab assignment. I think he went 0-4
okay.
in his last game. So,
all right, so he'll be back.
I think he'll be back. But you're right. I mean, and look, the Nationals have done this before. What turns out to be a torn fingernail turns into a broken arm. Mm-hmm. You know, they're notorious for doing this. So I'm sure he was probably hurt worse than we first thought. And it would be nice to see before the season ends because they have a lot invested in this kid.
Yeah. I mean, if they could have Wood, Cruz, Hassel, House,
Moore.
Well,
it's Gore.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the lineup.
Yeah.
At least those four guys in the lineup for the next, I don't know, for the last 30 games.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting. Yeah, with Abrams there. Yes,
it would. It would be. That would be like you arguably, right or wrong, you're looking at the future of the team.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I want to get your, I know you wrote about Mayor Bowser and her successful bid, it looks like, to bring the Commanders back home to the old site. You have an interesting take on sort of how it's all developed, though, and how she kind of made the deal happen.
Well, this is her legacy. She's going to go down in history as the mayor who brought the football team back to the city. And not only that, she's also the mayor who saved the Capitals and the Wizards from leaving town just 10 months earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's not too many mayors that have had that kind of run in less than a year. And right or wrong, you know, you can judge your mayor by crime. You can judge your mayor by quality of life, all kinds of things in the city. But I think for a lot of people, she'll be judged by what she did with the sports teams in this town. And just like Sharon Pratt Kelly, her legacy was that, you know, the Redskins left town under her. And they felt like, you know, people have always blamed her for that. Although that's kind of unfair because her predecessor, Marion Barry, couldn't make a deal with Cook either.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's like they judged Sharon Pratt Kelly for losing the team. I think Bowser is just going to go down as in history of this city as a great mayor for accomplishing this. It cost a lot. I don't know why people aren't paying more attention to this.
Right.
The team is getting an unbelievable land deal out of this. They're going to develop acres and acres of prime waterfront real estate that they get the benefits from. They reap the profits from that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is an unprecedented deal for a public-private stadium agreement in history. A team has never gotten so much valuable real estate just for building a stadium.
It's pretty remarkable. And I know at the time, I always say that people were giving the city council a hard time. And listen, I'm no fan of any politician, really, but I like being fiscally responsible. I had no problem with them. Maybe they're just negotiating their own side deals, but at least sort of the idea that maybe we got to at least pause before we just hand over all this money just because it's the football team doesn't mean you can just give them whatever they want. I didn't have a problem with that.
No, that's the way democracy is supposed to work. It's not supposed to be, you know, clean. It's supposed to be a little messy. There's supposed to be, you know, opposing views and things like that. But, you know, the city could have done the same thing that they're doing without the stadium. They could have developed this land on their own in a partnership with a developer. It would have taken a lot longer, maybe 10 years longer. The stadium will certainly speed up the development of that area. And like Mayor Bowser uses these words, think of four wharfs in terms of the development that's possible there.
Wow.
Well, the team is going to make, not only is the team going to make money off that, now they don't have to stay at the old Landover site. They'll tear down that stadium, and they'll have 200 acres of prime real estate all along the Beltway to be able to develop it. So the Commanders are going to be in the real estate business.
Very cool. All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Enjoy the beach.
Have fun.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, buddy.
Tom Lavero.
Hey, if they're going to be in the real estate business, they better call 811 and Miss Utility before they dig.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.